Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting second. The shortstop, Christian Guzman. Batting third. The third baseman, Corey Koski. Batting fourth. The DH, David Ortiz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting eighth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Rivas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ray Durham. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting sixth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Terrence Long. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Hudson. And now, play ball. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Koski batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ortiz strikes out. There goes Koski. The throw from Hernandez to Tejada, and Koski is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tejada hits a pop-up towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Chavez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rivas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunter strikes out. One out. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mankiewicz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Keelty strikes out. Two outs. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pierzynski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Justice. Pierzynski reaches second base with a double. Justice throws the ball into Chavez, who tags Pierzynski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mankiewicz goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye strikes out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Justice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keelty, who is chasing the ball. Justice reaches third base with a triple. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Justice scores. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rivas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Long. Rivas reaches second base with a double. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rivas moves to third. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Guzman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to home to get Rivas. Jones moves to third. Guzman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Koski is 0 for 1 in the game. Koski is walked intentionally. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz strikes out. 2 outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mankiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mankiewicz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye strikes out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Justice for the out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hunter. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rivas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman misplays the ball. That's an error on Guzman. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham bunts towards third. Koski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hernandez moves to second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hernandez moves to third. 2 outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. Tejada is hit by the pitch. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Tejada moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Koski strikes out. 1 out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter strikes out. 2 outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Menkwitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Menkwitz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Keelty is 0-for-2 in the game. Keelty hits a line drive into right field. Dye picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dye. Keelty moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski bunts towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Keelty moves to third. One out. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Rivas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rivas takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lacroix pinch hits for Jacques Jones. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Matt Lacroix is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lacroix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dustin Moore now playing left field. Tony Fiore now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keelty. Durham reaches second base with a double. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keelty. Hatberg reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tejada hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Chavez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez is walked intentionally. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 0-for-3 in the game. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Hatberg moves to third. Chavez moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Justice strikes out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Koski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guzman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guzman strikes out. 1 out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Koski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rincon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Wells now pitching. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. 1 out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hunter. Durham reaches second base with a double. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Burns now playing left field. John Mabry now playing first base. Billy Koch now pitching. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mankiewicz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mabry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankiewicz for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keelty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mabry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keelty for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.